In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So today is the leave-taking of the Nativity. So the last day that we'll sing Thy Nativity, O Christ our God, the last time that we'll greet each other with Christ is born and glorify Him, doesn't mean that He stops being born. It doesn't mean that we stop glorifying Him. But it simply means that we are getting ready for that next great feast, well, the next couple of feasts of His circumcision and His theophany, which is coming up this week. And it being the leave-taking of the Nativity of Christ, we celebrate some of His family members. David the king, Joseph the betrothed, and James the brother of God. And in this context of having just celebrated the Nativity of Christ, there's an important question we must ask ourselves. How am I to respond to this great feast of the Nativity of Christ? How am I to respond? Surely, we're not content to just settle for presents and parties. This sort of personal gratification is very short-lived. Right? We outgrow the gifts that are given to us, and the food passes through us rather quickly, but we will never not need our Savior. We will never not need Him to be incarnate for our salvation. In the hymns of Vespers last night, we find an invitation to respond to this great mystery of God become man. We sing, "Come, let us rejoice in the Lord as we declare this present mystery. The middle wall of partition is broken asunder, and I partake of the paradise of delight whence I was cast out before through disobedience. For the identical likeness of the Father, the express image of His eternity takes the form of a servant. And without undergoing change, He comes forth from a mother that knew not wedlock. For that which He was hath remained, even true God. And that which He was not, He hath taken upon Himself, becoming man out of love for man." So this is the great mystery of the incarnation of Christ. And perhaps another question ought to be asked, how can we not respond in some way? Because if we don't think about it, it's easy to just let the feast pass us by with, you know, joy and frivolity and food and all of that, and then back to our busy lives. But in the light of this great mystery, how can we not respond in some way? Another hymn from Vespers. We sang, "What shall we offer Thee, O Christ? For Thou hast appeared on earth as man for our sakes. Of all the creatures made by Thee, each offers Thee thanksgiving." And this is the best part. "The angels offer Thee their hymn, the heavens a star, the magi their gifts, the shepherds their wonder, the earth her cave, the wilderness the manger, and humanity offers Thee a virgin." All of creation rejoices at the birth of Christ. And so must we. A great light has broken through the darkness. The unapproachable God is with us. Will I respond with ambivalence? That's nice. And then move on? Do we even know what an appropriate response looks like? Maybe not. But the readings that we just read give us a clue. In the gospel, we heard of John the Baptist, the one who leapt in his mother's womb when the virgin brought the good news to Elizabeth and Christ present in her womb. This same John the Baptist now preaches, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Prepare the way of the Lord and make his path straight." And we have this great example of repentance in one of those saints that we celebrate today, the prophet and King David. And we read and pray Psalm 50 often in the church. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, according to the multitude of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions," and so on. This is his great cry of repentance after having committed murder and adultery, begging God to have mercy on him and that he be reconciled once again. And so even before the time, he is answering John the Baptist's call of repentance. "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. God is with us. I hear him calling." The time is now. God is with us. The gates of paradise have been opened. And our task is to prepare a straight path and to remain on it. To be faithful in whatever situation we are in. Today's epistle, St. Paul encourages us to always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. And I, Paul, am already on the point of being sacrificed. The time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. And in answer to this very important question, how do we respond to Christ's nativity? We have at least the beginning of an answer. Live in and carry with you the light of Christ. Repent and live according to the knowledge that the kingdom of heaven is a present reality. Be counted among Christ's faithful family, together with David the king, Joseph the betrothed, and James his brother. Give thanks and glorify God, who is born in a cave and lay in a manger for our salvation. Christ is born. Amen.